Thunder Bay, city councillors spent close to 2 hours discussing a report from administration about the future of possible designated homeless encampments, but some felt frustrated at the lack of immediate change that the city could initiate. Cynthia Olson, Director of Strategy and Engagement, and Relee Williannon, Policy and Research Analyst, described some items from the report at Monday night's meeting. The report included the possibility of maps for designated areas that could be approved for encampments, increasing the operating budget to maintain the human rights-based approach, and supporting a year-round encampment outreach team. During the discussion, Northwood Cown, Dominic Pasqualino and at-large Cown, Trevor Geertuga expressed frustration with administration for the lack of concrete change that could be offered to constituents. Pasqualino said his residents have had enough. Something needs to be done. I don't think we're going in the right direction, Pasqualino said. He proposed an area where people cannot go, suggesting that those who are unsheltered cannot go 200 or 100 meters within a residential property. Olson said those possibilities, outlined in the report, are comparable to measures taken in other cities. Geertuga expressed his frustration with the report not having conclusive answers available for the meeting. We're going to be right at the summertime again, and nothing's going to have changed, he said. What do I tell the constituents that live on McVicker and other areas? What is going to change? Olson responded with the research that her department was tasked with gathering. She felt it was imperative to bring that information back to council before moving forward and get council's direction first. So we're seeking council's direction to further define that and bring back options, said Olson. City administration defended their work and explained that council didn't ask for specific sites to be mentioned in the report that was provided on Monday. Throughout the discussion and in the report, it was confirmed that city council had wanted to proceed with a human rights-based approach, which McIntyre Cown, Albert Aiello saw benefits with as well. IL said it doesn't mean people who are living in tents must go to the designated encampment sites. If they refuse and just want to stay put where they are, they can do that, he said. Others recognized the challenges to the public, including current River Cown. Andrew Folds, who argued in favor of the human rights-based approach but also said permanent solutions like housing would solve the issue. If pushing them to designated areas is not doing that and results are getting worse, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in results, Folds said. In the end, council passed an amendment to have administration prepare a new report by June 24 that would include site-specific options for possible designated encampment sites.